Recording has started.
Blog Talk Radio.
My heart tried my ring.
Mercy, we need your mercy, Lord. We need your grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Please, Lord Jesus, help us to look to you, oh God. Help us to depend on you, Lord. And oh my God, anything that is in our way, we ask you to move it out of the way. In the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. And let your holy will be done. Not our will, Lord Jesus, but your will comes first. Your will is over our will. Let our will perish. But Lord, let your will be done in our lives. Have your eternal way. In the name of Jesus, we pray a special prayer, Lord, for Pastor Jackson, our president.
Yes.
Oh God, we're asking that you will touch him, Lord. that you will bless him whatever he's going through, Lord. Give him the strength to endure. Give him the strength to go through, Lord Jesus. We know you're able. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Not our will, my God, but your will be done. Bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. In the name of Jesus, look on all of our families, oh God. Lord Jesus, bless our family members. Those who are not saved, we pray, God, that you will save their souls. Remember those who are incarcerated, those who are less fortunate, Lord. Oh, God, those who are lost and without hope, remember them tonight and bless them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now. And, Lord, we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. We
thank you
for your goodness toward us. We thank you, Lord, because you didn't have to wake us this morning. You didn't have to give us your grace. You didn't have to do anything for us, Lord. But we're so thankful and so grateful that you showed us mercy, that you had compassion on us, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, and we praise your holy name. We ask you right now, Lord, to accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for prayer. And tonight, we're looking to have a great time in church service. Amen. Inside the church building in the sanctuary of God. And again, I'm on the outside, so you might hear traffic in the background. Welcome on up to the church door. Praise the Lord. And hopefully they have started service. And we can just tune on in for the remainder of the broadcast. Praise be to God. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Happy Tuesday. Did I start yet? No, not yet. We didn't start yet. Praise the Lord. But maybe we can have a scripture reading and perhaps some announcements. Again, we are now the Prayer Works Ministry, praise the Lord, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Hope you all can hear me. Praise the Lord. I do have some noise in the background. But again, we do thank God for this great opportunity, for this ministry. I'm not sure how long it'll be before they actually get started in the service, praise the Lord, but I don't want to have any dead space with no sound, praise God. So I can actually sing a song of praise to the Lord, glory to God, and you can join in with me singing this song to the glory and honor of God. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind staying on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has blessed me. It's another day that the Lord has blessed me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Praise be to God. Another day the Lord has kept me. Praise the Lord. He blessed me to travel up to New Jersey for the funeral service of my cousin who passed away. And he blessed me to return back to Maryland.
And amen.
For watching over me, praise God, because so many things are happening every day, and danger is all out there. And by the grace of God, I was able to go and come back safely without harm, and I give God the praise. I thank God because he brought me out. The Lord delivered me. Praise God. I thank him because he looked down on a wretch like me. He had mercy on my soul. Praise be to God. I have to give God the praise tonight. It's Friday night. And I'm really looking forward to having a good time in service. Praise the Lord. I'm just so excited. Can't hardly wait for them to get started. And I want you also to enjoy the service along with me. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to walk back up to the door and see if they have started yet. I do want to walk in while service is going on. This way we can hear the praises of the Lord and the service going on. But perhaps we can have, I know we have Evangelist Khadija on. And we also thank God for Evangelist May. And again, we ask you to keep them in your prayers. She lost her father. So we are praying for the bereaved Edmund family. And we ask you to lift them up in your prayers. Amen. And also Sister Kalisa Hope lost her brother. So let's keep her and her family in our prayers as well. And any other families or loved ones who have been bereaved of someone dear, someone close, please lift them up in your prayers. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Khadija. I didn't necessarily want it to go that way. I was hoping that the service was going to be going on so we could just pick up with the live recorded service. Nevertheless, sounds like I hear some music. Let me just check one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. They may have gotten started. And that's where I want to walk in there. You can hear the praises of the Lord going on.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So maybe we can get the contact information for Prayer Work Ministry where you can call in and listen, or you're invited to be on our guest call-in line. And maybe she can give those few little announcement. It does sound like
amen.
It's going on. Amen. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, I'll just go ahead and do it really quickly then.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank you. Thank you for tuning. Oh, we're going to walk. Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 551-241-6677, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
You done? Amen.
Amen. All right. Walking away. Crazy.
Thank you. Faithful servant that you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, God of the Deputy. Some of us in the midst of don't know you're the part of the midst, and we ask that you save tonight. God, you're able to save to the uttermost, God. No one owes any other personal explanation but unto you. Hallelujah! For this being the only heaven sent. God, we know that if we confess, you're able to sanctify. Hallelujah! Continue to sanctify. Oh, God, it's just the power. Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost power. Oh, God is able to do the complete work, God. We don't have a multitude of words, God, but we have a praise, God. God, we come to hear you. So move by your spirit, we humbly ask you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, help us to get on one accord, God. So when your people got on one accord, one mind, and one heart, and one voice, God, all of a sudden there came a sound from heaven. As a mighty rushing wind, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we understand that your God is replaced now. God, so get us on one accord, oh God. Let the Spirit of God move. And we speak as you give the utterance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, anointing, oh God. Anointing for prayer. Can't do nothing without your anointing. It's an anointing that destroys your God. And remember our pastor, Pastor Patricia Smith, oh God. All the leaders are standing on God, on the front line, on the hall, in his right, God. In the name of Jesus, God, remember them tonight, oh God. In every secret prayer, every supplication, God. Whatever's needed in the house tonight, God, if it's healing, salvation, sanctification, provision, God, whatever's needed, touch your people. Don't let us be the same when we come. God, we praise you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Give us the praise, thank you. It's all right to celebrate people. Hallelujah. You can be wild. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you need to take the house? Thank you.
evangelists of this week, none other than my husband, hallelujah, my pastor and my elders, in the presence of President J. Hall Senior. And we thank God for Pastor Smith. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. For opening up the door. To give the opportunity, hallelujah, to do what the Lord called my husband to do. Amen. And I present to y'all tonight, amen, the evangelist of the week. Amen. Elders, listen, they all
believe. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say,
neighbor,
I don't know about you, but I came to this revival to get what I need from the Lord. Look at your neighbor. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I thank you. We give honor to God who has been in my life. Amen. We thank God for his son Jesus who died to take the penalty of my sin. Amen. And made it possible that I can be reconciled with God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Holy Ghost that keeps us, guides us, bring us to remember what he taught us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We honor this wonderful pastor, Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. God invite to come back to you. True hope. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm waiting to be here with all this minister.
Thank you.
pastor, the elder, that she's been able to transition, and we're still walking around. And so I tell her, all right, get it back. Get somebody to go where God is taking you. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. We thank God for Bishop Bible. Amen. This, Sister Hall said it has been a journey. And Pastor Smith, I don't know if you remember my Uncle James Hall. And the Frank Hall and James Hall, I don't know if you remember, we went to Springfield, Illinois to go to his home on service. That was the last of all my grandmother, Mother Hall's sons, with on Wednesday night. We thank God that he gave us safe travel. Through the mountains, Kentucky, Tennessee, and all of that. And then to get back and to be there, I had a desire.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. So I tell people, anything you desire, you God, make it happen.
Yeah,
yeah. All you got to do is delight yourself also in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. I'm saved about sanctified. Here is the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I have a mind to live right. Get hope. Got enough shucking you got. Yeah, got to be holy. God say holiness without. No man shall see the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Those of you that have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 4. Psalms 4. We want to look at 1 and 2. Let me say just a note of this. Then my suffering might the Lord be Jesus. You know that one. Oh,
my
one.
Hallelujah.
Then my suffering might the Lord be Jesus. No, not one. Oh, no, not one. You know me, but so all I struggle. He will guide me to the day. He is
Amen.
Psalms 4, 1 through 3. cry.
Mm-hmm.
He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Out of the mockery clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goal. Three, and he put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and see it, and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. I want to speak to you from the subject tonight of Sunday. The wait is worth the while.
Glory.
The wait is worth the while. Just tap your neighbor and say, oh,
neighbor.
I don't know what you're dealing with.
I don't know what you're dealing with.
But God got it.
God got it.
Just wait on it.
Just wait on it.
The wait is worth the while. Simply means it's valuable enough for the time or trouble that something takes to happen. Somebody say thank you, Lord. Wait 1 week, or as David declared, I wait. Means to stay where one is or to delay action until a particular time in God or until something else happens. Somebody say, wait. In Galatians, David said, I waited patiently.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the key. Patiently.
Yeah.
And all of us, we be honest, got sharp patience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look at the guy, look at me. Right? You're still sad. Patiently, it's one's action. The way that's so tolerant of delay. Problems of suffering without becoming annoyed or in other words, you don't get in a thing when you're patiently waiting.
Yes.
Let me start by saying tonight, no matter what your nationality or your geographical background,
mm-hmm.
all human beings are impatient by nature.
Glory to God.
Yes, we are. Those who are quickly irritated or discontent when things don't happen when we want.
My Lord.
Because we got wind in our jumping.
Because
it hasn't happened yet. Anybody?
My Lord.
Now, some may say, now, preacher, why would you come to Baltimore and say that to me? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Sometimes you don't have time to cook the Let your request be
be made known unto God. Set me in dark ways, Lord. I'm not going to get in a hurry. I'm not going to rush God. I'm not going to move ahead of God. But what I'm going to do is pray. What I'm going to do is fast. What I'm going to do is trust God. And while I'm praying, while I'm supplicating, while I'm giving it thanks to God, he's already behind the scenes working it out for my good. Say yes. Say yes. He waited patiently on the Lord. Somebody say that. What did the Lord do when he waited? Well, the Bible says that the Lord responded when David waited on the Lord and said, he heard my cry. When you're waiting on God, don't forget to cry out, Lord, give me help, Lord, give me more strength, Lord, give me more power.
Yeah. Yeah.
wobbling between your options. There will be no decision made. I don't know how many did it before, but anyway, I thought this was what we did, but now this wobbling, wavering, and that there's no decision made. And watch this, you still doubt when you made a decision. Was it the right choice? When you doubt, was it the right choice? This is a sign that God is calling you to it. You are in a season of waiting.
Thank you, Lord.
And waiting solely on you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Knowing this, that he will show up on time. And the wait will be worth the while. David said in the start, second verse, he said, out of the miracle. Why is the miracle? This month. by his
brother.
Yeah. They sold him into slavery. He's in Egypt. Bound for life. Locked up for life.
Yeah.
But the butler and the comforter, the baker and the comforter, had a dream. He is hurt. And he said, look, we need to get out of here. Comforter. Don't forget about me.
Yes. All right.
An innocent man locked up.
Yeah. Hallelujah! things you just got with.
Amen.
Just say it is what it is. Because you know what? God's not going to take you out of the sofa until you know you're done. If you take a cake out the other two, so it falls.
Yeah.
If you shake that toothpick in there, what's that there, my brother? Check that moisture out. Bring it out at the right time. So what you do? Turn it off. Turn out. If you know in your heart, and be honest with you, don't worry about nobody. You know in your heart, you're in the middle of something. If you haven't already lost your patience, you're losing it. Now you're thinking about what's in the book. Forget Proverbs 3:5. Trust it in the Lord all the morning. Now, I'm going to do what I need to do. The Lord said tonight. He wants you to be strengthened. In your way. Amen. Everybody shout. You know tonight. That the Lord is speaking to you. I want you to come. I'm waiting,